Not long ago, I needed some space on my PC's hard drive. Fortunately, I was working on the computer, so I had to go through the things that had occupied all my space. After going through the audio and videos, I had to turn to the software that I have kept over the years. Some were more than 3 years old. In reality, they have become outdated, irrelevant, and occupied precious space for nothing. I took my time to find these outdated apps and their folders. I gradually permanently deleted them. I had no use for these outdated apps. They have outlived their influence. After I had done this, the words of Jesus dawned on me. If we are not fit for purpose and have outlived our influence, what will become of us? The only thing left for us is to be thrashed and burned. As these apps were thrashed because I had no purpose for them, so can we compare our lives to them in this world? In the Gospel account of Matthew, he recorded, "You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt has become tasteless, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything, except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men," Matthew 5:13. These are the words of our Lord concerning the believer. That is, the confession and profession of faith are not mere believism. It is not about piety and sanctimonious posture. We can pretend all we like. We can wear all the masks we want. He sees through us and can read the intents of our hearts and minds. To this end, he says to all his followers, "You are the salt of the earth." That is, you have a purpose to serve. You have a mission to fulfill. Your purpose and mission as a Christian are to show to this sickening, broken, and hopeless world that there is hope in Christ alone. The challenges of the world are ever increasing, but the hope of humanity continues to decrease and wane. To this end, our Lord says to the believer, "You are the salt of the earth." If we would not be the salt of the world and loses our flavor, what can our lives be used for again? How can we impact our world? As I did to the outmoded, obsoletes, and outdated apps on my PC, so would happen to us. To this end, our Lord said, "It is no longer good for anything, except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men." As he said these words to his disciples, so he says to us today. If care is not taken, we would outlive our influence. This is one of the saddest and most appalling things that can happen to a person. King Saul outlived his influence. Although he was still king in the sight of men, God had rejected him and chosen David instead. Samuel had no regard for Saul again because God had rejected him. Saul's purpose had been altered because he would not hear the voice of the Lord. To this end, Saul lost his saltiness and had to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. If we humans discard obsolete things, which are not needed by us again, then we should not be surprised about what the Creator, who knows and understands better than us, does to people who are not fit to serve his purpose. Are you losing your saltiness because of the world? Are you losing your relevance because of your habitual sin? Are you outliving your influence because of the fleeting pleasures of the world? Oh, Christian, read the words of Jesus and know the situation you are in. You are in a grievous and lamentable state indeed. You're heading to a place where you will not be fit for purpose in any way. Turn, I say, turn. You have a charge to keep and a God to glorify both in words and deeds. Do not lose your saltiness. Do not become tasteless by entangling yourself with the pleasure of this world. Be different. Stand with God. Live in holiness. Without these, we will be added to those who lost their saltiness and became tasteless. We would be thrown out and trampled by the world. They would scorn and mock us. Let us pray for enduring grace. Let us stay focused. Let us commit our lives to the Savior's hand, for it is He who can keep us from falling. It is He who can make us stand and be fit for purpose. Soli Deo Gloria. Michael Yatano. TanoMichael65@gmail.com. You can also listen to this and similar posts on these podcasting apps: Apple Podcasts, Anchor, Breaker, Pocket Casts, Public Radio, and Spotify.